The biggest rule for home automation is not to change existing behavior of users that causes inconvenience or frustration, which is a rule that easily forgotten. Let us use the classic example of a smart light bulb in a living room. A user typically flips a switch to turn on and off a light. Now they have to ask Alexa, Google, or use an app on their phone. This is bad. It is causing an inconvenience because the user cannot flip a switch. Solutions. The two common solutions presented in this situation. 1. Blocking the user with tape or other mechanism. Check out Thingiverse to see how common this is. This changes user behavior, so it is a bad idea. 2. Replacing the light switch with a smarter one. This is the best option but requires a hardware replacement of the light switch, which may not be possible, costly, and potentially dangerous to do it yourself. 3. A third hybrid solution. Trigger the smart device with the existing light switch using power wall outlet as feedback using an Arduino device with Wi-Fi. In this solution, the light switch changes the power state of the outlet that the Arduino-based microcontroller is monitoring. When the light switch is turn on slash off, it changes the power to the Arduino analog voltage GPIO pin. That sends a message off to a home assistant to notify the smart device. In US-based homes, the second wall outlet still has power, so it provides constant power to the device. Here is a diagram to get an idea of the flow to toggle the smart bulb state from a user. /images/power monitor flowstep. PNG. The advantages. Simple and low effort. Use existing switches to make them smart. Ability to control multiple devices with a single switch. Open source. Building the device. Step 1, get the components and solder them. Tools. Soldering iron. Third hand or vise. Material. Wemo's Mini D1 from Amazon or similar ESP8266/ESP32 device. 2X resistors. Any 2 usually works, I use tank. Wire. 2 5 of USB wall chargers. 1 male USB plug-in. 1 regular USB charging cable for the ESP32. LED. Solder. Optional BME280 or BME680. Breadboard version /images/power monitor BB. PNG. Schema version /images/power monitor scheme. PNG. Wemo's Mini D1 light with BME680 front /images/power monitor front. JPG. Wemo's Mini D1 light with BME680 back /images/power monitor back. JPG. Step 2, download and upload software. Flash your device with a Tasmota firmware. Tasmota module configuration. Set to generic module, then click save. The device will restart. D2i2C SDA6 BME680. D1i2C SCL5 BME680. A0 analog, 1 connected to 5 of power supply resistor divider. Tasmota console. Send when external light switch power is on, send 1. Rule 1 on analog hash A01000 do backlog rule 10, rule 21, publish CMND/masterlight/switch1 endone. When external light switch power is off, send 0. Rule 2 on analog hash A01000 do backlog rule 11, rule 20, publish CMND/masterlight/switch0 endone. Enable rule 1, rule 11. Ensure you have MQTT enable, then look at the console for messages similar to this. The MQTT topic is CMND/masterlight/switch with a Boolean value of either 1 for open or 0 for close. The topics are for state or the read switch sensor value switch 2 that are sent every 5 minutes configurable via MQTT. Step 3, add to a home assistance. So here comes the part that could change per user preferences. I am using Notard, but this could be done with other home assistant software. Get the MQTT message, then process notifications you would like. Notard Power Monitor Setup /images/Notard Power Monitor. PNG. Resources.